developing countries. I thank you.
Could I call on one of the major groups?
Letter?
Local Saudi.
Ja. Kun jij de voice record even stoppen en opslaan?
Ja.
Naar me doorsturen.
Thank you, Chair.
En gelijk weer opstarten.
I represent here a very broad constituency with very different realities. Local and regional authorities, the cities around the world where over half of the population live nowadays. Actually, I will listen to you and try to answer some of the questions that are posed on the screens. And for us, that's rather easy to do because we feel that the first, second, and third question, at least, are answered by a very simple statement, and that is local governance. Unless we work on accountability, on spreading local democracy, and the governance of our cities, regions, and subnational level, we will not be able to meet some of the challenges and some of the commitments we've made up until now. Many of the successes that we have booked have been booked at city level, and many of the challenges that we need to face are faced first at that sphere of government. My constituency would like to see as a clear outcome of RIO+20 the recognition of local and regional authorities, the subnational level of government, as a clear sphere of government with a special negotiating status in this kind of fora and international decision making. We further feel that we need an integrated institutional framework that will be able to follow the development of the commitments that we have made. We would be in favor of an international council, and we would also be in favor for sustainability, and we would be very much in favor as well on the development of sustainable development goals that would be closely linked with the Millennium Development Goals and with the delivery of the basic services that we as local and regional leaders need to deliver for our communities every day. We would like to emphasize the importance of humanizing the debate on sustainability. It cannot be about economy, it cannot be about energy consumption, it needs to be about the kind of world that we need to deliver for our citizens. And we cannot go on doing business as usual. Our citizens are asking us every day on our streets to change the way that they are able to participate. The voices of women, the voices of the youth, the voices of the communities are asked to be heard. And this will also be needed in this kind of international discussion. So whatever long or short text we produce, we will need to have a multi-partnership, multi-stakeholder outcome out of this. Otherwise, we feel we will not be ready for the future. We thank the Secretariat and the State for the efforts that they have made to let major groups participate, but we feel that additional steps might need to be undertaken so that we are seriously involved in the decision-making process. Your problem might be that if we are not involved also in the definition, we might not be able to help in the implementation. Local and regional authorities are ready and willing to help you with this. Please consider us as full partners. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. First, for not sticking with the script. Secondly, for keeping within the time limit. And third, and most importantly, attempting to answer the questions. Thank you. Next up is the delegation of Belarus.
Thank you, Co-Chair. The outcome document of RIO+20 should be a politically binding document that is by consensus, and it should put forward strategies for sustainable development. It should also have a clear mechanism for its implementation. It should also envisage balanced emphasis on the implementation of all three sustainable development components, the economic, social, and environmental. In the outcome document of RioPlus20, there should be a clearly defined role for the responsibility of all categories of countries, and also it should be defined the paradigms and areas of the paradigm for assistance to the LDCs and developing countries, including middle-income countries. In the document, it is important to have reflected a flexible option for support by international financial institutes and developed countries. There should also be a balanced strengthening of the administrative and the new capacity of all the UN's structures. For example, ECOSOC, UNDP, UNIDO, and others. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that it should be a targeted outcome document and should address such things as providing ECOSOC and the GA with a list of the important priority issues and ways to address them that should be presented to the next General Assembly session. In addition, it would be necessary to include decisions so that the creation of a green economy should include a component of the socioeconomic development of states and should not have any coercive or discriminatory measures. Third, the outcomes of RioPlus20 could include the creation of a voluntary fund coming from civil society and the private sector to promote green technologies, including those for renewable sources of energy. These other Belarus proposals can be found on the RioPlus20 site. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. From now in Rio de Janeiro, the leaders of the world are to adopt a document securing renewal political commitment for sustainable development, wherein all three pillars of which economic, social, and environmental are to be fully integrated. Such a document should be clear and concise in order to send a strong message to the world, encourage the transition toward a growing economy with enhanced governance of sustainable development. Mr. Co-Chair, Japan firmly believes that a transition to a green economy is a crucial means to achieve sustainable development. For that purpose, RioPlus20 should confirm the necessity for all stakeholders to contribute toward common goals, taking into account their diversified roles and their capacities. Also, various policy measures and experience, including green innovation, should be shared among countries, and a framework to formulate a green economy strategy for each country need to be established. Japan considers that sustainable development goals could play an important role in supplementing the current MDGs, by covering such areas as resource and food security, climate change, and disaster risk reduction. It also is essential for the discussion on SDGs to fully contribute to the process towards the formulation of the post-MDGs. Japan further believes that the formulation of SDGs and post-MDGs should be based on a new international strategy on sustainable development, with the concept of human security as a guiding principle. Mr. Co-Chair, as part of our input for RioPlus20, Japan has put forward 9 initiative proposals to achieve sustainable development in such areas as disaster risk reduction, energy, food security, water, and sustainable cities. Japan is ready to contribute to concrete undertaking on these issues as RioPlus20. Mr. Co-Chair, with respect to establishing an institutional framework for sustainable development, Japan recognizes that one of the challenges we face is the consolidating over 500 multilateral environmental agreements. Japan believes that a step-by-step approach is most realistic, starting with enhancing collaboration among the related organizations. With this in mind, Japan has proposed 3 steps to strengthen international environmental governance and 3 points to strengthen the functions of the CSD. Mr. Co-Chair, realizing the sustainable development is an urgent task for all countries, although discussions up to today seem to have been dominated by the outdated issue of the gap between North and South. Now is the time for all of us to cooperate together under a new partnership during the 6 months leading up to Rio 20. In this context, Japan will extend assistance of $100,000 in order to encourage more participation from developed countries in the preparatory process, which is in addition to the $90,000 we pledged in this February. Japan hopes to actively contribute to the forthcoming negotiation of the outcome document to ensure the success of Rio 20 in June next year. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Russian Federation.
Спасибо, господин Председатель.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary General of the Conference, colleagues, the Russian Federation is grateful to the Secretariat of the Conference for the preparation of the compilation document. We are sure that it will provide a good basis for our further work. Russia has submitted its proposals as contributions to this document, highlighting several aspects that we would like to revisit now. The Rio Conference should formulate and provide the international community with a new paradigm for sustainable development, and it should ensure ways to overcome the challenges of modern times. It should include a modified concept of production and consumption. The economic activity should first and foremost encourage human development, and the development of the priorities of joint actions assumes a commonly agreed code of conduct as well as a code of ethics for the international community. To this end, Russia proposes to adopt the Rio Earth Charter that was developed and approved in 2003 by UNESCO, or a Charter of Sustainable Development, as was defined on the basis of the Earth Charter of 2003. Second, the Rio outcome document should reflect a list of specific goals and tasks and indicators for the long term. The development and agreement of the specific goals for sustainable development can take longer than the period up to the conference. A new sustainable development agenda should be developed, fully taking into account the as yet unachieved MDGs. Next, the universal model for sustainable development does not exist. Countries have various capacities to transition to a new economic path, and they differ in levels of development. Therefore, any success will depend on the adaptation to national and local paradigms. The document should address several various models that take into account various economic models and the presence of the natural resources as well as the specificities of individual countries. We need to take a step forward from an optimistic scenario to looking at the technical capacity for being able to solve these problems, moving from one situation to another. Recognizing the fact that there is no one definition of green economy, the Russian Federation suggests that we view the green economy without dividing the economic, environmental, and social aspects. of development, the green economy in countries with a high per capita income is the transition to recovery and wise use, as well as reducing the burden on nature for rapidly developing economies. This green economy is the formation of a social stability with a qualitative use. And for the poorest countries, it is the opportunity to create new growth models and models for the production of goods and services that are required in the modern times. The green economy not only creates new opportunities, but also risks. The transformation can give work to some while taking work away from others. And the large-scale use of new energy-saving technologies also requires a corresponding policy for waste recovery, and there are many other aspects as well. It is necessary to thoroughly assess all risks and to form a policy for the transition to a green economy which minimizes these risks and optimizes investments and returns. The international community must respect the rights of countries to define their own development path, taking into account their particular characteristics and ensuring equal rights to sustainable development. The green economy should open new market opportunities and should not become a source of excessive green protectionism. And finally, Mr. Chairman, the UNEP discussions on the possibilities of the institutional transformation of UNEP, we feel, requires a profound and comprehensive study of this issue, aiming to take into account the current realities in the multilateral environment cooperation, as well as ensuring a broad international consensus and addressing the tasks of the effectiveness of the activities of the UNEP and making sure that it fully realizes its mandate. Thank you.
Colleagues, we have completed our first hour of the afternoon session, and I have refrained from using the gavel when people go over time. There's a saying in some quarters that democracy has its limits. It's not a question of people, that's what I've been told. It's my intent to complete the speaker's list, so I will try to be democratic for a bit longer. Cambodia.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, for the floor. First, we'd like to comment on the great and substantial work of the UNCST Bureau, especially the excellent efforts reflected in the comprehensive opening statement of Excellency Sa Chu Khang, and we support the reiteration of the common message by different groups of the outcome document, in particular integration, coherence, and implementation among the three pillars of sustainable development and action-oriented program as highlighted this morning. We would like to associate ourselves with the statement by the G77 and China, and that of LDC by Nepal. And we would like to address the question under bullet like 5 and 6 and 7. The outcome of the document of the G20 should focus 1. Increasing financial resources for the LDC country to well-manage and transition to green economy from capacity building to the development of green economy roadmap with key indicators to monitor progress and implementation along with socially inclusive growth. Second, using regional and national green growth policy strategy and green growth roadmap as a means for the green economy. Through Cambodia, Korea Corporation, especially the GGI, a National Green Growth Master Plan of Cambodia, is being developed. Third, enhancing South South Corporation and North South Corporation on the green economy and poverty eradication, providing broadened open market access to the LDC's country for its agricultural green products as well as environmental friendly products, and more assistance in natural disaster preparedness to be delivered to the LDC and the developing countries. Fourth, speeding up the process of MDGs achievement at the national level and also defining the sustainable development goals as well as strengthening the UN Deliverable S1 program based on sound governance structure and further institutional coordination and cooperation. Fifth, sustainable consumption and production, especially the 10-year framework on SDP, should remain an overarching goal on a green economy and as a cost-cutting for sustainable development. Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair.
On the contrary, thank you very much. Let me take a major group, the appropriately named non-governmental organization.
Thank you, Co-Chair. The NGO major group has an overarching call for the delivery of an outcome document that galvanizes action based on the common good for all. In relation to the specific questions, question one, government should commit publicly to specific measures improving transparency, participation, and accountability by developing an action plan to help bring governments in line with the Bali guidelines for Rio Principle 10. Governments should also adopt the principle of non-regression to prevent the weakening of environmental protection. Question two, we call for politically binding concrete commitments to green public procurement policies by all authorities at all levels. Also, we call for the adoption of legal rights for ecosystems to exist, thrive, and evolve. Question three, we call for the inclusion of forests as a critical area as they are vital for the green economy and biodiversity. In this context, we call for zero net deforestation by 2020 and for practical initiatives such as a pledge from all countries to systematically support credible tropical forest certification. Additionally, to make agriculture conducive for human well-being and the welfare of farm animals and to protect natural resources, the UN Committee on World Food Security should be mandated to guide implementation and propose actions based on the findings of the International Assessment of Agricultural Knowledge, Science and Technology for Development. Regarding energy, we demand an abolition of subsidies to fossil fuels and other harmful causes. Question four, we endorse the statement by the Youth Major Group on Beyond GDP Indicators. On question five, we support proposals for a set of sustainable development goals and the Convention on Corporate Social Responsibility, Accountability, and Equity. This is to be operationalized in an internationally agreed green economy roadmap or action plan with specific goals, robust stakeholder engagement, and principles to guide implementation, transparency, and monitoring mechanisms. In addition, the 10-year framework program on sustainable consumption and production at CSD 19 should be implemented. On question six, we support the call for global financial transaction tax to fund the transition to a green and fair economy, but add that this should be governed by an international multi-stakeholder body. Rio Plus 20 should adopt a new mechanism for technology assessment to evaluate the social, ethical, environmental, and economic impact of new technologies. Geoengineering should be banned. Finally, on question seven, we call for the establishment of a Sustainable Development Council to vigorously review agencies and countries' progress towards sustainable development with enhanced stakeholder participation. We also call for the establishment of ombudspersons for future generations to serve as advocates and auditors of governments at all levels. Thank you.
Delegation of Cuba.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try and be brief. My delegation wishes to emphasize certain points on a national basis, in particular because the group of 77, which we associate ourselves with fully, had a single opportunity to speak, contrary to other groups. We'd like to add to some of the points made by the distinguished delegation of Argentina on behalf of the G77 and China. Cuba believes, and it is very concerned at the lack of financial resources to guarantee complete and effective participation of the developing countries in this important process. A process of this magnitude has to be inclusive and count on board representativity. We fully support the proposal of the structure suggested by the G77 in China to the Bureau, because we think this reflects the interests of the developing countries with regard to the result which we expect from this important event. I'm going to focus in particular on the proposal submitted by Cuba in relation to the institutional framework for sustainable development. Our proposal is aimed at strengthening the institutional frameworks for the establishment of a global ministerial forum on sustainable development, or ministerial global forum on sustainability. Based on the changing mandate, functions, and scope of the activities of UNEP and the Commission for Sustainable Development, with a view to recreating a new institutionality, which, while preserving some of the current mandates, it'll include more coherently the aspects of sustainability and can deal better with the present challenges and threats. We propose a change in the present mandate of the Global Forum of the Ministers of the Environment of UNEP, so that they can approach in a broader way the problems of sustainable development, as the Commission for Sustainable Development does. The new ministerial forum should sit in New York annually, like the Commission for Sustainable Development. The forum should be supported by a team composed of DISA and UNEP in an effort for cooperation and joint coordination between both secretariats. The forum would report to ECOSOC and through it to the United Nations General Assembly. There would be ministers from the economic, social, and environmental area would participate, depending on what the program is. It would be open to the participation of all member states and would have to take into account the decisions and recommendations of the board. The forum could also recommend to the General Assembly consideration of new legal international instruments for sustainable development. In relation to the MDGs, there is no way of accepting this as a concept. We would have to negotiate at government level. To conclude, I wish to affirm to the concept of a green economy and say that this is a concept which requires greater discussion, and it also requires greater exchange among delegations. In relation to we do not wish there to be a new term, but rather respect the terminology agreed upon at Agenda 21 and the Program of Action of Johannesburg on Oceans and Seas. Thank you.
Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I wish to express our appreciation for convening the second intersessional meeting of UNCSD, which